Hi, everyone. I'm joined today by Ajay Vasel from Genpact. Ajay has played an important role in shaping how Genpact thinks about AI, data, and how to turn those capabilities into enterprise value. We just recently completed a survey and a study on what it takes to scale agentic AI, and it was based on a survey of over 500 enterprise leaders. And one of the clearest findings is that, you know, this is not a technology challenge anymore. Most enterprises believe that the models can work. The bigger question is whether they can let AI take action and whether the operating models, processes, and people are prepared for that change. So I'm excited to get your perspective on this and how it's showing up into app practice and what Genpact is seeing on the ground. So in the paper, we make the point that this is really an operating model shift, not a technology shift. When you look at what Genpact is seeing on the market and the ground, what does that shift actually look like in practice?
Now, first of all, thanks, Dana, and I'm glad you're actually going to the heart of the topic to begin with. And honestly, this is really the central insight, I believe, is coming from our research as well. And it's something we see consistently with our clients. You know, most of the conversations usually start with what is agentic AI, how can I use it, the technology, the model, the platform. But when you get down to real work, honestly, the hard questions that we need to answer are not about technology. They're never actually about technology, because I think technology is beautiful. The capability we have in front of us with all the latest models, the latest functionalities, you know, the different companies are releasing is amazing. The hard questions are really about how do I make it work for myself? You know, what are some of the critical decisions I can delegate to agents, right, in my environment? What's the level of autonomy I can have agents to take over? At what stages do I need humans to intervene? You know, how do we govern the decision agents are making? So all these questions are really around operating model, as you said, right? And in practice, the shift, you know, the shift to think of this transformation more of an operating model transformation really boils down to that the AI transformation is not simply about adding AI on top of your existing processes. It's about how you redesign, reimagine your existing workflows and, you know, rebuild them for AI. How you build in the decision rights, you know, how do you build in the different escalation paths, different accountabilities within the process itself. And to me, this is at least as much an operating model shift as it is a technology shift. And as an example, you know, I'm proud to say Genpact, we are probably among the first companies to go through this transition ourselves, which we call Client Zero. Within our own functions, especially in finance and procurement, we went through the shift, right? And the experience of living through this transformation and the operating model decisions that we had to make, I believe really gives us the credibility and the confidence to do the same for our clients.
That's very interesting. So one of the biggest tensions in our research as well is that enterprises really believe in this promise of agentic AI, but most are still not comfortable letting it act autonomously. How do you interpret that gap?
See, in fact, one of the, I would say the most important finding in our research is really this gap. And it pretty much plays out in every client conversation we are having. Just to quote some stats from our research that we did, right? I mean, around more than 90% of executives expect agentic AI to fundamentally change how work will get done. But only around 20%, or precisely, I think it's 22%, who are really comfortable letting agents and AI to operate with full autonomy, or autonomy even within a controlled environment. And honestly, this is a chasm. It's not just a gap, right? And research actually frames it quite right. It's more of a risk appetite problem. Again, less of a technology problem, right? While the ambition for autonomy is clear, everybody expects it to change their business, change their how work in the future. But the confidence of an organization to authorize agents to work independently, make decisions independently, is quite uncertain and uneven, right? And again, when we go deeper, the real concerns around this sort of chasm is about accountability and governance related, because organizations feel that AI is ready. They can trust AI to recommend, but not to take action and decisions. And that's really the gap that we see in the field today as well.
Mm-hmm. No, that's absolutely correct. Another big theme, and you kind of spoke of this earlier too, was that it takes a lot of process and domain context to really make this happen as well. And it's really about understanding what the environment looks like and understanding kind of what existing processes look like. So you're not just kind of bolting on agentic AI, but you're actually transforming it. Why is that such a critical part of making agentic AI work in enterprises?
Yeah. See, this is one topic I feel very strongly about, because in my view, the organizations that struggle to scale AI and take it from pilot to production are really the ones who treat it as a model deployment problem, or again, a technology deployment problem. They will find the right AI, right model, train it, and then bolt it onto the existing process, and then wonder why doesn't it work. Honestly, the reason is very straightforward, because you cannot plug an agent or an AI solution into a process which was fundamentally designed for human coordination, right? Because today's processes, if you look at it, agents won't really work there, because the processes were built on the basic assumption that humans will catch the exceptions and they will take care of the ambiguity built into the process, right? But agentic systems or AI will really create value when they are deployed into workflows and processes which are designed for autonomous execution. So this is where you need to reimagine and redesign your process before you start to think of how can I deploy agents and AI on top of it. And in redesigning these processes is where domain and process knowledge really is critical, right? And for example, in a function like supply chain or finance, agent just doesn't need to know what to do. That's actually many times defined quite clearly in the standard operating process, right? But that's not the only thing agent needs to know. It also needs to understand the different business rules, the different exception thresholds, the regulatory constraints, and very importantly, the downstream consequences of a decision agent takes. All this needs to be part, integral part of how you, you know, marry your process workflows with the agentic solutions. And this is where I believe Genpact's approach is fundamentally different, because our heritage is really around helping organizations run, optimize their process. We bring that deep domain knowledge, and we have been, our client's partner and have a pretty deep understanding, intimate deep understanding of how their business works, how their processes work, and how can we effectively apply AI into their processes, right? Or help them reimagine it. Just to give you an example, like over the last 1 year, we have worked with a lot of organizations, some of our existing clients, some new organizations, to agentify their accounts payable process, right? And building the technology solution was actually a simple part of it. What was critical was really a deep understanding of how an accounts payable process works, right? How to map and handle invoice exceptions? How do you optimize three-way matching that needs to be done? How do you enable agents to maximize the discounts capture? These are some of the really differentiating factors that make these agentic systems work and maximize the client value, which goes way beyond productivity, by the way.
Yeah. What is the first step then to that process reimagination? Because I think, you know, to your point as well, a lot of organizations are kind of getting stuck with you know, trying to agentify or automate existing processes meant for humans. So how does an enterprise, an individual begin to get on that journey, or how do you support enterprises with that as well?
Yeah, I think in my view, the way we are at least approaching with our clients is really take a very value-centric way to begin with. You know, look at how you are doing things today. What are the hotspots, whether it's in terms of the productivity, which I believe is really nothing but hygiene when you talk about agentic transformation or applying agentic within your process. There might be some opportunities for productivity, but where really you see the gaps in terms of improving some of the critical KPIs within your process, whether it's how do I optimize my stockouts, or like I mentioned, how do I optimize the maximum discount capture I can get? Identify the hot spots within the process. And today you will see in most of the cases, it's almost like a linear approval and execution of a process workflow. There is a human intervention at every touch point. And as you look through your process, identify the hotspots, identify where I can actually take human out. I can completely make it touchless, where I can have the agent or the technology make the decision within certain guardrails, and where I really need human to intervene, because those are the points where critical decisions are needed or critical thinking might be needed to make a business decision. So it's really about going back to the whiteboard and reimagining your process. What does good look like before you start to think of what's the solution or the model I'm going to apply to it?
Yeah, there's a lot of hard work to actually get this right as well. And that's really critical. Another interesting insight we also found in our study was that we are still so obsessed with productivity as an outcome of these tools as well. And that's something we also found in our GenAI study, a couple of years ago, too, was that there's this heavy productivity focus that we think this is the only outcome as a result of any of these automation capabilities. How do you think that leaders need to evolve the way that they're measuring impact today?
I believe I call it the measurement gap for agentic programs. And I believe this is probably the most underappreciated challenge in the whole AI conversation. You know, again, just to quote a stat that came out in our research and came out quite bluntly, more than 70% of executives that we researched, they believe agentic AI will deliver ROI faster than any previous wave of technology, you know, be it RPA, the classic automation, or cloud. But guess what? Most of them, or rather equivalent number, almost 70% precisely, I believe it's 67%, are still using only productivity-based metric to measure the value. And this to me is a fundamental mismatch, because it will lead organizations to either undervalue what their systems are actually delivering, or worse, their transformation programs will never take off. Let me explain a little bit. Because when we talk about productivity, you know, those metrics are extremely important. You know, the previous waves of process optimization, technology, transformation, even the Gen AI wave that we saw in the last few years was all about how can we make, you know, employees work faster, improve cycle time, cost savings, right? Those are the productivity metrics, and they made sense for the previous wave. For agentic, to me, this is just hygiene. It's definitely not the North Star. The value from agentic really comes in helping organizations improve their business performance, be it top line, bottom line, improve their customer experience, and really create frictionless functional processes, right? And applying just productivity lens, I believe, is grossly underestimating the value AI can deliver. And this is a conversation at Genpact we are having with every client that we are talking to, because measuring the value is not a reporting exercise. To me, defining the right value metrics and measurement are integral to the strategy. And how do you define your ambition in creating a sustainable value advantage with AI? And to me, if you don't get it right, I believe your transformation journey could break before it even starts.
So if you look ahead, what do you think will separate the enterprises generally scaleless well from the ones that are staying stuck in supervised models and narrow use cases?
If I bring our whole research and experience, you know, over the last year with agentic AI together, I think to me it's very clear. The leaders in agentic AI will necessarily not be the one who are moving fastest or who have invested in the latest and greatest technologies. I believe they will be the one who are looking at AI as a business transformation lever, not a technology transformation lever, and will do four things differently from others, the ones who get stuck. And let me make it clear, what are those four things? Number one, they will clearly define accountability before they expand AI autonomy, right? And this means as you are going through the design of your agentic journey and process redesign, there are three questions that you should think of before you deploy any agent in production. Who owns the agent? Who is responsible, right, when it fails? And how does the escalation work? In other words, how do you have human looped in at the right critical decision points, right? So defining that governance is clear. And I believe organizations that skip this will continue to run into this vicious cycle of pilots indefinitely. And they will struggle to scale because they cannot really answer these governance questions, which their leadership, their customers will be asking, right? Number one. Second is, we briefly spoke about it. It's redefining the measurement framework, right? And as I mentioned, productivity gain is just the hygiene. So how do you redefine a comprehensive agentic value framework that to me extends beyond productivity, well beyond productivity, to include a sustainable performance uplift, customer experience, and a competitive advantage, right? And without this shift in value narrative, investment will be either hard to justify or worst cases will be misallocated to more productivity-driven initiatives with a lot of value lost in the process. Third, the leaders that scale, they treat workforce transition as a design constraint, not as an afterthought, right? Role clarity, escalation pathways, the oversight responsibilities, these need to be built upfront into your design. And these are not to be explained as part of the change management after you launch these new systems and solutions, right? Because in every transformation journey, AI is no different. There's always a lot of discussion around resistance to change or cultural inertia. But if you dig deeper, the reality is the workforce anxiety or this resistance to change really stems from uncertainty, less from a cultural inertia, right? If we are able to resolve these uncertainties, provide clear, you know, decision rights, clear defined accountabilities, escalation paths, which are built within your processes and systems, and everybody is clear on it, I believe the resistance actually increases quite a bit and change is much more simpler. And last but not least, to me, among the most important is you need to redesign your process. If you try to fit AI as a layer on top of your current process, it's bound to fail. Or, you know, best case scenario is you will grossly underutilize your investments in terms of value realization. So how do you reimagine, redefine your process to work with agents? AI native processes is really another thing we see the leaders or the companies who are leaping ahead are doing. In other words, to put it simply, you know, the technology is ready. It's actually beautiful, right? Question is whether the operating model is ready or not.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This was really insightful. And I really appreciated you really summarizing our report as well. I'm very excited about our insights that we discovered through this report. And it just really validates a lot of what we were also thinking for a little while now, too, that this is just not kind of a technology challenge. This is truly an operating model challenge that we're being presented in front of us. And we have to kind of make some really critical changes to make this successful. Otherwise, it will be another technology deployment that we're seeing in the environment. So Ajay, thank you so much. And for those of you that have not read the report, please do click on the link, and excited to have you read it and engage with it, too. Thank you.
No, thank you, Dana. And I think this research is amazing. It really captures, you know, where the market is right now. There's a lot of belief, a lot of expectation, investment starting to go in. But like we discussed, I think there are some critical decisions and a clear strategy organizations need to have in place before they reap the benefits from it. So it's a pleasure to be part of it. And thank you for having me here, Dana.